Let me ask a question about the current state, and most recently you were with TNA, Impact Wrestling. We know that Impact Wrestling is no longer going to be with Spike Television. That has been, I guess, basically finalized now.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't feel as sure about that as you do. So, like, I don't want to say that because, you know, it's a long time from now till the end of the year. I mean, they still have, you know, this month and then, you know, three more months after this. And, you know, anything can happen during that time. So, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't assume that it is a, you know, done dead deal with Spike because, you know, I'm not there. I don't know what's going on, but I do know, you know, till the end of the year, they still got about 3.5 months.
Okay. Fair enough. If that is the case, if they do end their relationship, the two sides end their relationship and Spike moves in a different direction, why do you think that would be? What do you think the main factor is of Spike leaving TNA, and then where do you see the future of TNA? Where could they possibly go after Spike TV?
I think one of the big things, you know, and I tell you, it kind of shocks me that a lot of people, you know, haven't connected the dots a little bit more than I think they should have. I wrote about this, you know, on the website, you know, my website, pyroandballyhoo.com. I think one of the biggest mistakes TNA made, you know, down the stretch. This is like right around the time that I became a consultant for them. Okay. I think a huge mistake that they made was, you know, Eric Bischoff was the executive producer of Impact. Okay. The representative at Spike TV loved Eric Bischoff. Eric had a strong relationship with Spike TV. As the executive producer, Eric was probably more in touch with Spike TV than Dixie Carter. Okay? All of a sudden, you know, Dixie hires, you know, John Gaborik. You know, and, you know, John, and she gives John, you know, head of talent relations, head of creative, whatever talent she gives John Gaborik. Well, literally, you know, John's first month there, when he doesn't have an established relationship with Spike, he's just starting. He's never worked directly with a network before. The role that Dixie Carter gave him was a role that was new to him. Well, the first thing, or one of the first things that John Gaborik does is he sends Eric Bischoff home. Now, you know, like I said, Bischoff was executive producer of the show. Bischoff had a relationship with Spike. Spike respected Eric Bischoff and his opinion. And all of a sudden, you know, this new guy comes into town. He's on the job for a month. Next thing you know, Eric Bischoff sitting home. And, you know, if that wasn't good enough for John Gaborik, well, the next thing they did was they sat Garrett Bischoff at home. The next thing they did was they asked Eric Bischoff to review the shows that he was no longer a part of. So every week, Eric Bischoff would write scathing reviews about the episodes of Impact. And I'm sure, you know, I'm not 100% positive on this, but I would guess that Eric Bischoff was sending those reports to Spike as well. So a lot of people have not commented on that. When I look back at the history with Spike TV, and, you know, I was there for about 10 years and everything that took place, I think it was a crucial, crucial mistake for TNA, you know, knowing their contract was going to be up in about, you know, a year at the time or whatever it was. I think it was a crucial, crucial mistake for them to send Eric Bischoff home, you know, when they did, and then more or less send Garrett, you know, his son, packing with him, which I felt was totally unfair because, you know, Garrett did nothing. You know, Garrett's a good kid. But me personally, I think that had a lot to do with the breakdown between Spike TV and TNA. That's my opinion.
And then are the reports accurate that indicated that Spike TV management was not happy with you? Or because you were just saying that they had a tight relationship with Eric Bischoff.
Right.
What was your relationship to Spike Television? And are those reports accurate that Spike TV did not have a positive opinion of you?
I never had a relationship with Spike TV. That wasn't my job. You know, my job was I was the head writer of the show. And out of respect for Eric Bischoff and his position, Eric's position was executive producer. Eric's position was to, you know, be the liaison between TNA and Spike TV. So, you know, once Eric came on as the executive producer, I never had a single discussion with the head of Spike Television, Kevin Kay. I never even had a conversation with the guy. We never spoke and we never talked. So, you know, as far as he or them not liking me or anything else, well, you know, again, I was the writer of the show. I never had a relationship with them. I let Eric have his relationship with them.